Now we're going to turn to the Rush, which would be page 60 in the pages of the Rush, 17 in our booklet. It's in Os Yud Beis. And we'll go straight to the point. He goes to the same basic analysis of Rashi, and same question. Then he says, "Venir lefarish, adechon birkas hazimun adila el koi." That it refers back to that which we learned above, the Aminon, Shlosha Shachlu, Echad Mafsik Lashnayim, Kolomar, Shemafsik, Lavarech Birkas Zimun. That is to say that he interrupts for the Birkas Zimun. Viachkach Yachsav Yochal. And afterwards he goes back to eat. Vikaomar, Adhechon Birkas Zimun. And it's in reference to that. In that situation, Adhechon Birkas Zimun. For that individual who stopped. Rav Nachman says until Nevarach, the Achakach Yaschil Lecho. And afterwards he goes back to eating. Rav Sheshi says Amar Adazan. Rav Sheshi says Adazan Vazan Mechlal. And mean inclusive until the end of Hazan. Mishum the Nevarach ain't a bracha. Because Nevarach is not a bracha. Hilkach Mustaver she Yafsik Achilaso. Therefore, it makes sense to say that he should interrupt his eating, Bishvil Bracha Achas, because of one bracha, for the sake of one bracha. Kidei Shehein Nikar Shemazalin Allah, in order that it should be apparent that they are including him in the Zimun. Velom Hashem Dechashiv Birkas Hazan, Birkas Hazimun. But not because the Birkas Hazan is considered part of the Birkas Hazimun, they'll call Yachid Nami Omer Hazan. Because a Yachid also says Hazan. Elul Inyan Zeh. She Yafzik Ad She Yivarchu Bracha Achas. But it's only with regard to this, that he should be Mafzik until they say one Bracha. This is similar to Tosfos, but he gives a little bit more explanation. And the explanation is that it should be Nikar Shemazaminolo. That it should be apparent that they are being Mazamin with him. Now we're going to be taking up the Ritva before we try to analyze the Rush and see whether the Ritva is saying the same thing or saying something different. The first Ritva would be on page 45 in our booklets. Devei Amas Lashani Rav Papa. Lefnim Meshuras Adin Avad. So that's the case where two people stop for one, even though they don't have to, but they went above and beyond the requirements. Pirush. De'enanu Aminon. Ela de'ein shnayim chayavim lahafzik le'yachad. That is to say that the Gemara is only saying that two do not have to interrupt for one. Avali bo, but if they want to, matzu avi, then they certainly can do it. The yatsu kulon yidei zimun. And then they all fulfill the obligation of zimun. This is an interesting case. They have the two people stopping for the one, and then the two people are going to go back to the meal. The acha birka zimun, and after the bracha birka zimun, chozin lechol, Elu shlo gamru lechol. So then the two who didn't finish their meal go back to the meal. V'nirish ain't srichim l'varach hamotzi. And it's that, getting back to the issue that we already discussed, we'll just go through it, that they don't have to make a new hamotzi. Sharei elu lo pasku l'das gemar suda. Because they did not interrupt with the intention of concluding the meal. V'daitam ligmar sudasan. And their intention is to go back to their meal. Okay. Ushnayim sheratu lahafsik liyechad, and two who desire to interrupt for one, onin imo birkazimun. So they answer with him the birkazimun. Hu mevarech dalet brachas kulon, and he recites the entire benching. V'achar she'anu imo birkazimun bilvad. And after they answered the Birkas Zimun alone, Chozering v'ochel ni'alta. They go back to eating immediately. Come on, even according to the one who says later on, the birkazimun atazan v'yazan v'chlal, that birkazimun includes atazan. Hainu l'inyan shetzrichan lamod v'kviyusan atazan. Shelo yifrosh echad mehen. That is only to say that they have to remain in their kviyus until hazan. That nobody should leave. V'afilu echad mehem shekodam ubirech. That even one of them who benched before, he was supposed to. Ubo shnayim elu lezamin alav. And these two now come to be mezamin with him. There was one finished the meal and he went ahead and benched, even though he wasn't supposed to. Tzarecha yachad lamod imon atazan. So the yachid, the person who benched already, has to stay with him until azan. Now bear in mind, that's a situation where he's not really going to be yotzei zimun over there. Because ein zimun l'mafreya. You can't have zimun, you can't be yotzei zimun after you finish birkas hamazon. Nevertheless, he would have to stay with them. De'ilo batal kviyusayu. Because if not, then he negates their kviyus. De'inon mitzas bracha b'tziruf. Because you require part of the bracha, that is to say, part of birkas hamazon. B'tziruf. V'shuv yachalelechlo. And afterwards he can go. So this is a situation where it's not necessarily for his benefit. We're not talking about his kiyum. Avol inyan achila, but with regard to eating, mikivan she elu b'daitan lecho, that the since they had intention to eat, lones chayv ulanos, and they were only obligated to answer ela baruch shechal mishlo, all they had to answer was baruch shechal mishlo, lama yam di milecho, why should they not eat? Sherei birkas hazan, Hein yachzeru vivarchu osa kalecha v'yechad, because birkas hazan they're going to say anyways. Shereya yachar omra. Lo amru she birkas hazan mi birkas zimun, and they did not say. Well, they only said that birkas hazan is part of zimun el inyan siruf, only with regard to the inyan of siruf. Demina mixas birkas hamazon atzma b'tziruf shlosha, that you need part of the Birkas HaMazon itself in a situation of Tzir of Shlosha. Shimhoya Echad Mehem Holech Kodim Birkas HaZon, that if one of them left before Birkas HaZon was concluded, Mira Ki'ilu Lohoya Kan Kviyas. It appears as though there was no Kviyas here. Now we're going two pages further, page 47 in our booklet, where the Ritva takes up the issue directly at Hechon Birkas HaZimun. The correct interpretation is the l'inyan siruf kamar, that is with reference to tziruf. The anan ve'inan gimel zimun, because we need three for zimun. The kamar ad masai ve'inan siruf zeh, v'yatzi yidei zimun. And the question over here is, until what point do you need this tziruf, and would, in order to fulfill your chi of zimun? When we count the elach, and from that point on, in Pirusha Echad, Oshnayim, Achalogama Hamavarach Birchaso, from that point on, that if the one or the two would leave, even though the one who's saying Birkat HaMazon hadn't concluded Birkat HaMazon, Yatsu Elu Yidei Zimun. These people at that point were Yotzei Yidei Zimun. The Pirusha Kodu Machain, and if they had separated before that, Haporesh Lo Yotzei Yidei Zimun. Then the Poresh would not be Yotzei Yidei Zimun. It seems that the Rosh and the Ritva are saying two different things. For the Rosh, the question is with regard to that individual who stops, for the other two. And he's saying it's not sufficient to merely stop for the Brach of Zimun. And he has to wait until, according to Rav Sheshis, until you conclude a Hazan. And the reason is because if you were to go back before that, then the Kviyas, the Tzirif, would not be apparent, wouldn't be Nika. For the Rush, the issue seems to be, for how long must he be Mafsik? And he's saying that Nevarech is not a Bracha, so it's Mustaver that he should be Mafsik at least for one Bracha. Why? Because then it's Nikar that they're Mezamnin Olav. For the Riva, the issue is that you can't have Zimun unless you have a situation of Kviyos, of Shlosha. And the Kviyos of Shlosha demands that the three be together for Zimun and Miktas Bracha. That's what he says on page 45. He says, Tzarech ha-yachid lamod imahem ad-hazan. That defines the kviyas. The ilau, for if not, batal kviyasayu. It negates the kviyas. The be'inan mixas bracha b'tziruf. Meshuv yachol yachol. So this kviyas is required, according to Rav Sheshes, for zimun and mixas bracha. According to the Rush, he identifies the problem that in spite of the fact that the Zimun, per se, Zimun is just the Varach. However, in this particular situation, you have a problem. Because you have a situation where the Tziruf comes about as a result of Hafsaka. That's the whole idea. That if he continues eating, so you don't have a Tziruf for Shlosha. So now, the Gavra here is not just being mafsik to answer, to recite, there's a technical phenomenon that he has to join together. Thus, it's got to be something which constitutes a hefsik, but if it's not a hefsik, then there's no tziruf. So if a person just pauses in a meal, pausing is not a hefsik. It's got to be something which constitutes an interruption and a joining together. So he's saying the problem is that Zimun is just a few words. So to pause for just a few words doesn't have the necessary elements to, all right, he's using that as Mira, give the appearance. It's not just for the sake of giving an appearance. It's that's the way the reality is determined. However, if it's there's got to be a certain shear to the hafsaka. The shear over here is not measured in time, but there's a unit. There's an objective unit. There's a phenomenon. There's a bracha. So that's the fact that he stops for the bracha indicates that it's a hafsaka. But if he only stops for a few words, Bar Shalom Shlo, it doesn't have the characteristics of being a hafsaka. And here that could be one of the characteristics of the appearance. Appearance, not for the sake of appearance, but appearance determines what constitutes a hafsek. That's what the Rush is saying, that in order for it to be considered a tziruf, given that he's not together with them, given that he's doing a different activity, which is a contradiction. Eating is contradictory to being mustarif with them. So he has to be mafsek is achila for the sake of tziruf, so it has to have the characteristics of being hafsaka for the sake of tziruf. So it's just that the birka zimun per se, since it's not a bracha, doesn't have that characteristic. He's got to be mafsik until a unit. There's a unit there. A unit is a bracha. Once you have a hafsik for a unit of bracha, so that's considered to be a hafsik. So that creates the unit of shlosha. Apparently, the other side, Rav Nachman is maintaining that no, that the tziruf here is measured purely by the halachic phenomenon of zimun. Since it's a hafsaka for zimun, and since that's all the zimun requires, so then that's sufficient. To create the tziruf. That as long as he was together with them for the zimun, it doesn't have to have the characteristic of being a hafsaka. But Rav Sheshi says it's not measured purely by the phenomenon itself. It has to have a It has to be visible. It has to be nikar. That's the machlokas. Whether the hefsek is measured purely in the abstract fulfillment of the halachic purpose. If you're saying it's measured purely in the abstract fulfillment of the halachic purpose, so that's baruch shem shalom. You don't need a bracha. But if you're saying that the hefsek has to be measured in terms of a phenomenon of nikar, it has to have other characteristics, general characteristics, so then you have the problem, because it's not a bracha. So there's no indication, it's not nikar, that he's nafsik for zimun. So then, since you have to have more than that, because since Hazan is part of Birkas HaMazon, and he interrupted until the conclusion of the bracha, so that's already gives it a characteristic of being a hafsaka. I'm just giving a very rough analogy. Let's say we're in the middle of the meal, so someone gets up to announce that everybody should stop now, we're going to have a toast. So basically that means that you're really mafsik. Everybody has the honor they're giving to the person. Everybody stops eating, and they lift their glass, and they wait till the person recites the toast. So one person might be in a hurry. They want to give honor. So he stops eating, but then 10 seconds later he leaves and he's still in the middle of the toast. You see, so the truth is that that was his kavana, as kavana was. But he doesn't join together for that because it doesn't appear that way. It doesn't have the characteristic of being joining up with the group. He's not joining together with the group, or if he was, he would be there until the toast is complete. That's a rough analogy.